This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome. We are here to break some news for you, which is good news because we cannot throw enough support behind the topic of conversation today. Natalie Beck joins us from the Community Foundation, Mary Garrison from Heritage. It's good to see both of you. And I guess I don't want to bury the lead. The Community Foundation is announcing a $150,000 donor advised grant to support the community resource liaison pilot position for the Macon County Continuum of Care. That's a mouthful, but we're going to break it down and tell you what that means for the community. We'll start on your side. How did this sort of land in the Community Foundation, and how did this come about?
So we've been working with this particular donor couple and very giving throughout the years, and really looking to do what I would call more transformational gifts, and very pleased with Mary's work at Heritage and the Consortium of Care as a group of agencies here in town, and recognizing the need that we have. What we hope will be a grant to let them make more impact in our community. And so really I would turn it over to Mary, because we're giving the money, but this is her amazing work.
Well, it is. And I feel like we should be, sometimes I think we jump over things that people maybe don't know. So let's start with the Continuum of Care. What is it? When did it start? Who all is involved?
Absolutely, Brian. Thank you for that, because I do think that is kind of, some people do not know and could misunderstand. So the Macon County Continuum of Care is made up of 24 agencies within the community. The focus is to ultimately end homelessness in Macon County. Started in 1995. It comes through, it's associated with funding that we get through housing and urban development. So this has been happening for a long time behind the scenes. And we've added over the years many agencies. In my role previous to Heritage, when I was at Milliken, I was actually a consultant. Now I sit in the role of representing Heritage. And so Dove Incorporated through their Homeward Bound program is the lead agency for this. So that's where all the homeless services are centered, and we all work from there. The neat thing is we have agencies who, you know, Workforce Investment Solutions is there, Decatur Public Schools, Webster Cantrell Youth Advocacy. I mean, we have all these entities that have touches to individuals who are at risk or are experiencing homelessness.
Let's maybe even dial down a little on defining what homeless is, because, I mean, there's it's a broad, word. I know, for instance, District 61, there's a lot of transient sort of things, mm-hmm. Where people are homeless for a week or living in a car, moving schools. I mean, it's not just, I think, what everybody thinks of when you say the word homeless. I think people have, not a stereotype, but I don't think they realize the degrees of that.
Absolutely. And I could spend a lot of hours defining this, but let me try to see if I can do it pretty quickly. So there's a federal definition of homelessness, which is basically individuals staying in places not meant for human habitation.
Okay.
Sleeping in your car, sleeping on the street, and abandoned buildings. Also, if you're fleeing domestic violence, there's also folks that we know are not in those places, but are what we call couch surfing, kind mm-hmm. of moving different places. If I were experiencing homelessness, and to be lucky enough that Natalie invited me to stay, under federal definition, you're not considered homeless.
But in many conditions, you could be just a step away from that definition.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's really important to understand that this can hit anyone, right? Life circumstances, can throw and propel people into homelessness. We know there's individuals who experience mental health disorders, substance use, that are challenging for them to get back on their feet at times, and oftentimes are living with homelessness. And so I think what you bring up, especially about in the school systems, in the districts, they also define homelessness differently under what's called the McKinney-Vento Act. And so we just did the annual point in time count last Thursday. And so that will then begin to look at our numbers here in Macon County and people that are under the federal definition. But what's important is we also try to wrap around those that aren't counted under that. So we're still helping. The goal is not for us just to have numbers. It's for us to understand who our homeless population is, whether they are with families and don't have their own residence, couch surfing, or staying on the streets. And then through Homeward Bound's work and direction in the Continuum of Care, we do the work out there.
When would that annual report be released?
There's usually a breakfast that happens in March.
Okay, so
kind
soon.
Of mid-March, yep.
What was last year's number?
93.
Okay. And are you expecting more or less, about the same? I mean, I don't know if you, I'm not asking you to preview the report, but I mean, are we better off than we were a year ago, worse off?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I think personally, and this is not based on anything except what I've been seeing, I think it could be a little higher, but we'll see. I didn't coordinate the count this year. I assisted because of in my new role, but I did participate some. So we'll see in a couple, you know, about a month.
All right. So then hiring a community resource liaison position, what does that mean practically for everything we've just talked about?
So I think when we talked about this vision in my new role, we sat down a couple members, Darsonia Schweitzer and then our consultant Fred Spanis with Natalie and talked about what we could use. And we really felt that someone who could be this person who could collaborate with all the agencies. We've got all the work happening. On the ground, people are going out doing outreach. They're working in their agencies to support individuals. But I think linking people, doing warm handoffs, and also working with the community to build relationships and to say, if you're downtown and a business owner has a question or a concern, that resource liaison position will know exactly who to call, who that person is. None of us mind getting calls and doing what we need to do, but if we can get you sooner to who's going to solve that problem, then that's what we want to do.
I am constantly surprised, and I shouldn't be, because it happens across all avenues of life. With the technology that exists, I am stunned at the vacuums that are still out there in so many areas, right? Mm-hmm. Drug addiction, drug overdose. You walk out of an emergency room, right back into the situation that you know helped you get there to begin with. We had an impressive young man make a presentation to me a couple of years ago about creating an app, that would connect all of the services, you know, instantly. I mean, to where you knew this bed was there, you knew this. Why do we have such a hard time getting to that point, given the technology that we have? I mean, because I feel like there's still a lot of barriers that aren't intentional. They're just this hand doesn't talk to this hand.
I think there's great efforts to do that. I think a lot of it comes down to some of the funding that we don't receive that supports those efforts, right? The funding comes in through our agencies to provide those direct services, which are critical. But to support that infrastructure, we have to find the money from other places.
Yeah.
So we'd love to have that, but...
But I mean, doesn't it make sense? Like, absolutely. That, I mean, somebody at an ER could instantly access, mm-hmm. I mean, where there's a lot of point of contact or you know, I don't know. I'm not giving up on this idea because I feel like it's doable, more affordable today than it was 5 or 6 years ago when we were, you know, being presented this at the time. But this person will kind of act in that capacity as far as connecting dots.
Absolutely. This position will be an independent contractor position. So they will be working under the umbrella of the continuum of care and working with all agencies. And they will have a home base in the Decatur Public Library. And as you may recall, we, for the last almost 2 years, have had a social worker there who's been doing great work that's also a part of the continuum of care. And this person, we just think the library, it's such a lovely place to have someone, and they will have their home base there, but they will really be in our agencies. They will be over at Heritage and checking in with staff and whatever they might need. They'll be in the community. I also envision, this is with individuals who've been working together to put this posting together through the continuum, a lot of education, like that person going out and doing that connection to understand. So people do have a better understanding of what the standing of the continuum of care is. It's like you do all the work, but you don't have time to get out there and tell people about it.
It is a problem that's institutional in that regard. I mean, people expect people to know or have the understanding that they have, but if you're not doing that every day, you don't have that inside knowledge. And so from my end of things, it's been, you know, a tough thing over the years. It's like you've got to tell your story. And if you want support, you want people to line up and be a part of the solution, you can't assume they know everything you know.
Absolutely.
A lot of people make that marketing mistake. It's not just social services. All right, so this couple, I'm not grilling you on who it is, but I'm just trying to inspire other people by going through the Community Foundation like Nick and so many other people have. You can really take your dollars and put them towards the things that you're very passionate about.
Exactly, and they asked us to explore and meet with some agencies like we did and find out what the most pressing need is. And a lot of times those aren't projects, right? So now you're seeing that we are investing in new positions and the way to lift the work they're doing and give them unrestricted dollars to again, just help in the way they envision that they're not maybe getting grant funding or federal funding for. And this is a way we know immediately this position, this person can be hired and go to work.
All right. Who are you looking for? And what does this person look like? Educational background, skill sets? What type of person are you looking for?
The individual, at the minimum, a bachelor of social work or human service degree or something relevant to that field, psychology. We'd like the individual to have experience working with individuals who are experiencing homelessness or living with mental health or substance use disorders. That's an important piece to understand. So in terms of meeting the individual where they are, a lot of people think, oh, just do this and go. And that's not that easy. So they're going to be building those relationships. And that's going to be a really big piece with the clients that we serve in our community. And also then on the other side, as I said earlier, the businesses and the entities within our community. They need to be able to function independently. It's this independent contractor role that we're going to ask them to be guiding also what they see. We have a foundation, but we really see within 6 months that taking what their vision is to working with the continuum of what they've seen. So they're going to be doing a little bit of evaluation in the beginning too.
I think that probably appeals that part to somebody, you know, instead of just being told here, go do exactly. X, Y, and Z, yeah. They can bring their own ideas to the mm-hmm. table about what the solutions might mm-hmm. be.
And that's the joy too of unrestricted funds.
Yeah.
We get to say, let's craft this, and having all the agencies at the table, they'll be giving feedback with that. So I don't know. It's very, very exciting. I think this person is going to be able to do really get us to a place that we've never been before. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, congratulations. And Natalie and to our anonymous couple, thank you for facilitating this. We need as much help as we can get. And good news.
Thanks for having us.
10 o'clock press conference, by the way, if you'd like to partake.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.